If there was one thing that you had to remember or stood out for you in your childhood, what would it be? Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of the Story Lesson Advice Podcast, part of Saturday Is Datterday Media. SIDmedia.net is the website. At Saturday Is Datterday Media is the YouTube and Instagram handle. Multiple podcast series, multiple video series, blogs, and books all in due time. Thanks for listening. We'll get right into it. As I was saying, if you had to pick something from your childhood that really stood out for you, maybe it was a moment, maybe it was a part of your house, maybe it was a kind of a ritual or a tradition or something that you did, what would that be for you? And for me, one of the things that really sticks out, aside from eating pizza every Christmas Eve because my mom burnt the turkey on the first Christmas Eve when we did that and the only place open was Pizza Hut, but that's another story. Aside from that, the one thing that really stuck out for me was we had a table, and you've probably seen like the memes on socials where it's like the oak, kind of the wooden oak table, and it's got the chairs, the slat chairs in the back, and it says, you know, everybody or one person you knew from your childhood, somebody had this table and chairs in their kitchen. Oh, that somebody was us in our town, and we had this kind of, you know, old school table, and I remember having dinner every night there as a family, most nights. I remember doing a lot of my homework there. And that was something that was always this kind of, every time I see that or a picture of that, it brings me back to doing that. And years ago, my mother moved from Michigan to Texas after my father passed. She moved to Texas to be with my wife and I and eventually our daughter. And she brought, guess what? The old table, the old wooden table. It's well in its 30s now. And then when we moved from Texas to Arizona, she brought the table, and it just so happens the way that we kind of hodgepodged all of our stuff together because grandma came with us in the move and we're all living under the same roof, which is also another story. What ended up happening is the kitchen area that we have, well, grandma's good old wooden table is what's propped up and kind of, the front and center of the kitchen area, which is just great. I just love that, you know, there's a 30-some-year-old table just hanging out in the kitchen. But that has now become our daughter's table. That is where she sits, and that is where she does her homework, and that is where she does her coloring and all of that kind of stuff. And this past weekend, my wife let her sleep in. God bless her. She works so hard and gets up so early, so we let her sleep in, and my daughter and I went downstairs, and we went to the famous table. And we sat there and we did some coloring and we cut out some shapes and just messed around with a bunch of stuff and had fun. We drew mom a picture and drew grandma a picture and all of that. But as I was sitting there, the most obvious thing in the world hit me over the head like a hammer. And that was like how real it became that this right then and there, that moment of doing that, that is her childhood. And that is her time, and that table, she's going to remember that table. That was where she spent time doing homework and coloring and cutting out things and working on little projects and fun stuff like that and painting and everything. And that's her childhood. That's her time. And as obvious as that may seem, it really kind of struck me as just how important what we do as parents and what I do as a father, how important how we handle these situations and where we are and all of that just kind of really came just rushing right into me. It could have been the coffee as well, but it was interesting just to be sitting there on a Saturday morning, and she was just happy as a clam, coloring in and using markers and then using crayons and doing all that kind of stuff. But it really just struck me that like, wow, that's my table, but now this is her table. And 30 years from now, she's going to be seeing that and reminiscing about that and thinking about her time spent at that table. All right, and now it's time for this week's sponsor I wish I had. And this week's sponsor I wish I had is a massive company, but there's one food that they make in particular that I gravitate towards. And one of the things I absolutely love after living in Texas for nearly 20 years is tortillas. Taco shells, tortillas, hard shell, soft shell, tortilla chips, any way you can get it, I love it. I love making my own, I really enjoy the process of making tortillas. I think it's super fun, but not always practical, and it can take a little bit more time than you think. So one of the things that I think my wife found, like she finds everything, is over the last couple of years, is Mission. They are a giant brand that makes tortillas and tortilla chips and all that kind of stuff. And something that they make is what I'm holding up here, excuse the crackle for the microphone, is their carb balance tortilla. And I'm sure some people will disagree with this, but I absolutely love it. I think they taste fantastic. They are only 70 calories. They're a good size tortilla, and they're a good weight and a good thickness to them. So you could really load them up with, you know, making just a taco or making your own burrito, breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. They're even good with peanut butter. Not that I had that when I was sick with a sinus infection for 2 weeks, but I would definitely recommend. You can get these at any grocery store, including Costco, Walmart, Target, Albertsons, Kroger, whatever, Safeway, whatever it is you shop at. But Carb Balance Tortilla by Mission. They are really, really good. They actually crisp up really well in the oven and in a pan if you're going to make a quesadilla, which I often make for our daughter. Well, she'll just do a cheese or a chicken and cheese quesadilla. So if you have not tried these yet, they're only 70 calories. They say on the packaging they're keto friendly, but they're just really good. They make them in a couple of different flavors, I believe, or wheat or white, whole wheat, flour, I think a spinach or something like that. But Mission Carb Balance Tortillas, this week's sponsor, I wish I had. Okay, so to get back into it, the story of me spending my childhood at this oak wood dining room table, doing homework, having dinner, working on projects. Fast forward 30 plus years, now my daughter is doing the same thing at the same table. And it struck me as the most obvious thing in the world that these moments and that moment right there on a Saturday, as I'm drinking coffee and she's just going to town coloring and cutting and shapes and doing all the fun things, is that is her childhood. Right now, this is her childhood. And it made me kind of, it just jolted me awake. Not that I hadn't realized this before, but maybe I haven't, of just, this is it, right here for her. And the lesson for me is, since this is her childhood, all of the things that are happening now, as obvious as it seems, and all of the things that I do, and my wife does, and grandma does, and all of our attitudes and our frustrations, and the time that we're on our phone instead of talking to her, or all of that stuff, is what's shaping her future. And it's shaping, more importantly, her inner voice. And when Saturday morning rolls around and we're sitting at the table and it's my daughter and me and we're coloring or she's coloring, if I'm there with her and I'm also coloring or I'm drawing a picture, that signals to her, hey, Dad's here, Dad's with me, Dad is part of this experience, as opposed to same setup, she's sitting there coloring away, and I'm sitting there, and instead I'm on my phone. And she says, Dad, look at what I'm making. Look at this picture. And I say, oh, wow, cool. And I go back to my phone. Now, I'm not saying you can't spend any time on your phone in the mornings, or you can't let your kid be. I'm not shaming anybody that maybe doesn't do any of that. And I am by no means the world's greatest when it comes to that kind of stuff either. But it really struck me as all of the time that when she speaks to me or to mom or to grandma, and I'm there and we're listening to her, we're giving her voice. All of those moments are shaping her future, her shaping her inner voice, how she thinks of herself, how she thinks mom and dad think of her, and how she is going to relay that to other people and project that on to other people. And all of my reactions and all of my attitudes, all of that helps shape all of that. The inner voice, how she thinks of herself, how she thinks we think of her, everything. And I want to make sure that at a minimum, I just don't do anything to mess it up. And I don't do anything overt to negatively impact that. And at best, I hope I can contribute to her having just a wonderful, wonderful childhood. And the part that's tough about this lesson is there's no days off, right? We all know that as parents. It's day in, day out. When you're tired, when work sucks, when you're arguing with your spouse. And to put it another way for myself that I think about is has it been important to me to be there for my kid? And has it been important to you to be there for your kid or kids? And all those times that our kids asked us to play, did we participate or did we outsource that to something else? And I've certainly outsourced it to an iPad or to a TV or to a coloring book or whatever. But what did we do to help shape that particular moment in our child's childhood? And I've not been perfect at that at all, but I really try to focus on when we're together that I'm with her and I am present and I am there. And I challenge all of us as parents to make sure that we do that. And it's easier than ever to be distracted. And it's also easier than ever to outsource the parenting to just anything else. And in our case, it's a little bit unique, and maybe other people deal with this, where we live with grandma, or grandma lives with us, right? So because of that, it's even easier to outsource the parenting to grandma. You know, we're tired, it's been a long day, or it's Saturday or Sunday, and we just want to hang out and relax and not be, you know, not run around and do stuff. It's like, oh yeah, go play with grandma, right? We could easily do that. And sometimes we do. But I really try to focus on being with my daughter now, right? Being next to her, playing with her, talking with her, telling jokes to each other. All of those little deposits are what being a parent is all about. And like I said, day in, day out, it's all about that every day. And all of those deposits over the years are going to create the kind of relationship where 10 years from now, she's going to be able to come to me about something big. And she might not want to because she'll be a teenager and she thinks mom and dad are lame and she doesn't want to have anything to do with us and all that. I'm understand that is coming and I'm steeling myself for that. But all of those moments of me playing Avengers with her and coloring at the table on Saturday mornings and telling silly jokes about why did the cookie go to the hospital because he felt crummy, all of those things will come back into focus when she finally needs her mom and dad. And she'll be okay to come to us with that, because for her entire life, mom and dad were there. And that is something that I constantly remind myself that it is so important that we do that, that we show up every day, because that is the difference between 10 years from now, her being comfortable and knowing that mom and dad were there every day and having that bridge and having that road open to be able to communicate. Now, maybe I'm fooling myself, but I'd rather fool myself thinking this than not being concerned about it and outsourcing the parenting every chance I got. Moving right along, now it's time for this week's Just the Tip. And kind of keeping with the food theme of the sponsor here, another food Just the Tip is it's almost grilling season, right? Which I absolutely love. I love grilling anything and everything I can. I just think it adds such a great flavor. It can be a very healthy cooking method. I know some people will argue the carcinogens and all of that, but as far as cooking, I think it's just awesome. But oftentimes when we cook stuff, stuff sticks to the grill. And that's usually one of two reasons. One, your grill isn't hot enough. And two, is you probably didn't use any type of fat, any oil or anything like that to help sort of grease the grill, if you will, to help in that not sticking. So my advice to you for a quick hack, and there might be some professionals out there that roll their eyes and roll over, but we used to do this sometimes, some of the restaurants I worked at. If you have a grill, go ahead and spray the grill with like a nonstick spray, or we have olive oil spray at home, just use that. And then, or you can rub the grill with, you know, some oil on some onion or something like that. And then I also, if I have a piece of fish or I have a steak or a piece of chicken or whatever, is I'll lightly spray that protein as well. So you spray the grill, you spray the fish, doing those two things, and then put it spray side down, which is also presentation side down. So that side goes down first when you're grilling. Those two things, making sure the grill is hot enough, and then waiting until the appropriate time to lift it up and turn it or flip it. Those things will help make sure that your food doesn't stick and you won't have a bunch of the food stuck to the grill and ruin whatever it is you're grilling, especially when it comes to light fish. You know, steak and chicken, they can take a little bit more of a beating, but fish is usually delicate. So the quick tip here is make sure your grill is hot enough. Make sure you use some sort of food lube. And then if you're going to do something like spray the grill, and then also spray the food lightly. And that will help with making sure that the food does not stick. If you're not going to spray it, then at least make sure that you use some form of oil or something like that on the protein, and then add your seasoning. That'll help the seasoning stick as well. So that is this week's quick, just the tip on grilling, and thumbs up and beers open to grilling season starting soon. So we talked about the story of the table and what a great metaphor that is for my childhood, my daughter's childhood, sort of being passed down and the memories that are created there and the time that's spent there. Talked about the lesson of obviously, but this is our children's childhood. I know that sounds silly, but these moments day in, day out, this is what they are going to remember. And just like we have our memories of what we remember about our childhood, positive or otherwise, these moments right here, this is it for our kids. And once it's gone, it's gone. So understanding the importance of that, understanding the showing up, being there for our kids day in, day out, making those daily deposits, because that's what parenting is. And as an added benefit, hopefully, maybe I'm fooling myself, but hopefully down the road, that creates the open road or the bridge. So when they need mom and dad for real, for something serious, they can come to us knowing that we've been there the whole time. So it's not going to feel like this awkward thing where, okay, I'm going to meet the CEO today. I've never met the person before. No, I've met this person. I'm in it with them every day. So that to me is a great lesson to learn. The advice that I would give myself in the moment, and if I could go backwards, and what I would tell our daughter in the future is, I think a big issue with the conflicting with the lesson that I was talking about is, as parents, how we project onto our kids, how we project our problems and our frustrations onto our kids, and how those things, we might not even realize it, can negatively impact their childhood. Like, our daughter should have a great day and a great night when she comes home from school, regardless of whether or not I had a bad day at work or my wife had a bad day at work, or regardless of whether or not my wife and I had an argument, or if we're not feeling well, or if we're tired, whatever that is. We can't let that spill onto being short with our daughter, being frustrated with our daughter, which I have done multiple times. And, you know, outsourcing the parenting that night because we just don't feel like it or whatever. Those things have a tendency to pick up steam and pick up momentum. And then before you know it, and we've been guilty of this too, is we're not having dinner together as a family, hardly at all. And, you know, we're short with our daughter and frustrated about our daughter, you know, doing homework or cleaning up a room or whatever. And then we're like, oh yeah, she's five. Like, you know, it's going to take time. I've never met anybody that couldn't figure out how to use, you know, how to do math or how to write their name or how to read. Never met anybody that, you know, couldn't function as a normal human being. So give it time. It'll happen. But the advice that I really try to stick to myself is, remember that I do not want to project my negatives onto her. And it's human nature that some of it's going to happen, but the up or down of my day should not be allowed to impact the up or down of her day. And if she's having a tough day, then regardless if I'm having a tough day, that's where being a parent is, right? Coming in and stepping up. So that is the advice I would give myself, is do not project my issues onto our daughter, and whatever that is. And I would challenge everybody listening to make sure that you're doing the same. It's time for this week's Whisper In. And this week's Whisper In is one of my culinary heroes. This was the guy that I watched on TV and inspired me to want to go cook professionally. And I remember sitting there on the couch thinking, yeah, I can do that. Francisco. He is Michelin guide listed for at Miller and Lux, which is a restaurant that has multiple locations now, one in Hawaii and one of them in San Francisco. And then he also has Miller and Lux Provisions, which is in downtown San Francisco. He has been all over the Food Network for decades. He has had multiple cooking shows. He has had multiple cookbooks that I own. Tyler Florence, you will not find a cooler, better chef. So that is this week's Whisper In. Tyler Florence, celebrity chef, and just the man. All right, as we wrap up another episode of the Story Lesson Advice Podcast, quick note, this will be moving to 2 times per month. And the reason for that is because I am bringing on a whole bunch more new content. So I will be having this podcast released on week 1, for example, and then this video of the podcast will follow on YouTube along with a product review video that I'm doing, an unboxing and product review series. And then week 2, we'll have the I Hate Reading podcast book review, which is really more of a video a medium, but it will be available for audio podcast. And the video for that as well. Then week 3, we'll repeat with the Story Lesson Advice podcast video, another product review video. Week 4, we'll repeat with the I Hate Reading podcast and then the video component of that. And then also I'll be folding in some cooking videos as well. So we're getting up to steam here. And the plan was always to kind of get this going and then pull back a little bit, make it more manageable so I can kind of have everything going at once. So over the course of a month, we'll have 4 podcast episodes. I'll have 2 product review videos. I'll have eventually 4 cooking videos. So it'll be a lot of stuff across podcasting, across YouTube, across Instagram. So I'm excited about that. As we wrap up here, just a quick summary. The story of spending time at the table was my table, now my daughter's table. The lesson of right now, this moment, this is our kid's childhood. And we need to make sure that we are present and we are doing everything we can to be involved and be part of their childhood. And the advice I would give is don't project our day onto our kids. If we have a bad day, if we're arguing with our spouse, if we're feeling down about ourselves, whatever it is, that our kids don't deserve to have that projected onto them. They deserve to have us show up every day. And that's the good and the bad about parenting, is it can be a real kick in the ass sometimes. So that is it. The sponsor I wish I had was the Mission Carb Balance Tortillas. You can get them at any grocery store. They are super awesome and they crisp up really well in the oven or on in a saute pan if you're doing a quick tortilla or a quick quesadilla for the kids. A little grilling season tip. If you're going to make sure your food doesn't stick on the grill, make sure your grill is clean, make sure it's hot enough, make sure it's lubed up with some type of oil or something, and then also make sure the same is true with your food. Make sure your food has oil on it, or if you have olive oil spray and you want to give it a quick spray before you set it down, don't go overboard, but that'll help make sure that your food does not stick to the grill. And then the Whisper In, my man, my favorite chef ever, Tyler Florence. He was the first guy I really listened to and followed and watched his TV shows and really inspired me to want to cook professionally. I actually met him totally random when I was in Dallas at a book signing. I ran in and bought his book and got his signature and got to talk with him for a few minutes. But man, go check out his Instagram. He is just rocking and rolling. Just awesome. Very approachable food. Very elevated, but very approachable food. And just couldn't seem like a cooler, nicer guy. So go check that out. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Story Lesson Advice Podcast. SIDmedia.net is the website. At Saturday is Datterday Media is the YouTube and Instagram handle where you can find all the new stuff. I'm just about ready to release. It's going to get real busy around here. So thank you very much for listening and we'll see you next time. Have a great day.